coming up on this week's edition of The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. See who stood out at the semifinals and what newcomers may be positioning themselves for a roster spot.
You don't really know what to expect the first year at the pageant, so going in, I just wanted to do my best.
Follow the dreams of a group of rookies learning to earn their first invitation on the MVC.
Can I accomplish and can I achieve all those expectations that others have of me?
And learn why one potential MVC has a lifelong passion for the Minnesota Vikings.
It's very neat to think about. I know that my grandpa would be so proud of me if he was here.
It's all next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. It is a night that showcases all it takes to be an MVC. And on this night, the 54 finalists are ready to prove their worth for a roster spot.
We always get nervous no matter how many times you've done it. I think tonight's such a huge night.
I'm just really excited and can't wait to see what tonight holds.
While the nerves are high, the ladies came out and put on a show for the packed audience in downtown Minneapolis that left hard work for each and every judge.
The enthusiasm from the audience, the family members, the excitement for the ladies competing. I think the women in the competition fed off of that all night long. We competed in multiple categories. The ladies came out and did an opening number. Cocktail dresses, you could just see their poise, their grace, their confidence. Then they did their spokesmodel competition where we surprised them with questions, some a little from their resume, some from the knowledge that we have if they've been on the team before. And it was a great opportunity to get to know the ladies a little better. Then we had the swimsuit competition, which was so exciting, and I think one of the best parts of that is to show just the physicality of being a professional cheerleader. And then also they had their solo competition, which is really great because we give them choreography for the final audition. This is their chance to come out with their own style, maybe their own technique or their own tricks that they want to showcase, and I love finishing the show that way.
Following the performance, the night continued at 7 Sushi and Nightclub, where head coach Tammy Krause unveiled the top 10, a group that will go on to compete for a spot on the cover of the 2014 swimsuit calendar. The group included four ladies who would be rookies on the team if they make the roster for 2014, and the announcement was a big shock for them.
It was an amazing moment, and it came at a complete surprise, but it was definitely one of the best days of my life, I would have to say, and I feel like my family was just so surprised with me and happy.
I was working so hard this year in hopes of just making the team and, you know, coming in just close to making the team, and then when they called my name for top 10, I was like, wait, me? Is this real? And it's such an honor, it really is. I'm truly flattered by it.
We were planning on announcing a top 8, but the scores were extremely tight, and we were thrilled that we have 10 girls to pick from now for our cover this year for the 2014 calendar. The energy at 7 was also amazing. It's kind of a different vibe, and so it's great to see how versatile our team can be in different environments. And I think that the people that were there in attendance loved the fact that they got a chance to be up close and personal with the ladies, take pictures, and be a part of that big announcement.
From the action-packed show to a big night of announcements, the MVC semifinals were a complete success and brings plenty of momentum as the 54 ladies head into the final days of training camp.
But my heart is racing a little bit, and the anticipation is definitely rising.
Coming up, follow the highs and lows of training camp for a group of potential rookies.
I know a year ago, I never would have thought where I would be here today. So it's just been really fun to watch the business grow.
Plus, find out why one veteran MVC member has plenty going on outside of the Vikings.
It has a lot to do with my family and kind of getting everything to come full circle.
And up next, learn the story of Vikings' passion for the entire family of one potential MVC candidate. It's all next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. Each MVC candidate shares a passion for the Minnesota Vikings, but for one potential MVC, her allegiance to the purple runs deep throughout the family.
I've always loved the Vikings, gone to the games when I can. It has a lot to do with my family and kind of getting everything to come full circle.
Long before Mariah was born, her grandfather, Jim Lorenz, started Lorenz Bus Company in 1963. The company grew from one bus to 85 total buses when he sold it in 1995. But his favorite part of the job was driving around town his beloved Vikings.
He always drove the bus for the Vikings or for any teams that were coming in. He was always at the Metrodome, so when I was little, I would always come and wait down by his bus with him during the games and see all the cheerleaders.
The family history with the Vikings doesn't end there. Mariah's aunt was a former MVC member herself.
It brings back all the memories and all the friends. I made some of the best friends, literally, that I still have connections with from the Minnesota Vikings.
She actually trained me since I was little with everything, you know, before I could walk. She was trying to get me to do stuff, so I trained at her dance studio when it opened, and she's always taught me to perform big and perform like an MVC, so just being able to follow in her footsteps will be really cool, especially for my family.
It would only seem fitting that Mariah could carry on that family legacy and connection to the Vikings with a roster spot on the 2014 team. But it won't be easy for the rookie candidate to earn herself a spot.
It's very neat to think about. I know that my grandpa would be so proud of me if he was here. And my aunt, obviously, she's just proud of me right now that I made it this far. And I'm proud of myself. And I know that all of my family is very proud of me. So just being able to come this far is awesome.
Making the MVC isn't the only worry in her life. Each day, she works to make an impression and an impact on our next generation at a middle school in Lino Lakes.
My job as an AmeriCorps Promise Fellow is during the school day, and so I'm kind of like a mentor for students and a tutor. So they'll come here and get help with their homework. They're scheduled with me for a whole class period. So there's six periods in a day, and so I have anywhere from one kid an hour to four kids an hour, and I'll help them with their homework or mentor them and just be a positive role model in their life.
But for now, she is stressing about her chances of being named a rookie member of the MVC and carrying on the family history with the Minnesota Vikings.
It would honestly mean the world to me. This is something that I've strived for since I was little, like I said, and just being able to be a part of the team and the Vikings organization as a whole and kind of be in the presence like my grandpa was, like my Aunt Teresa was. And I really admire the Vikings organization with family and community service. It's just such a great organization.
One of the lucky 54 candidates not riding the ups and downs of training camp is four-year veteran Jackie, who has earned her spot on the 2014 roster already by being picked as one of the six captains for the season. But that doesn't mean she's taking her role for granted.
I've been doing this for 4 years, but it seems like every audition, every single year, there's definitely nerves there. You're being judged by a panel of judges, both, you know, opens, semifinals, and finals. You're being judged at training camp even as well throughout the whole process. So there's definitely a lot of nerves.
While Jackie still may have those audition nerves, The veteran has been a calming presence throughout training camp by using her knowledge and experience to help her teammates out.
It's really fun coming in this year and being already named captain, a seasoned veteran that people can come to. It's fun giving advice, but also going through every step of the process right there with them.
Her ability to assist others is constantly at work with her day job, where she's an IT recruiter at a downtown Minneapolis firm.
As you can see, I'm at work right now. I'm an IT recruiter. Essentially what I do, I find candidates for my clients who are in the IT industry. So anyone from help desk, systems engineers, network engineers, developers, up to CIOs, we help place those people in positions.
Her enthusiasm to help others is on full display every day at work and is a key quality at the MVC as one of the team captains in 2014.
I work with candidates all the time on how to present yourself, how to market yourself, how to interview and interact with people, showing that confidence, which is, you know, a really huge part about, you know, being an MVC. You have to have lots of confidence. You need to sell yourself. And so there is a huge correlation. So when I'm talking at work with candidates about preparing them going into an interview, you know, smile, show enthusiasm, be confident, it really plays into, you know, what I have to do on MVC as well.
Figuring out if this was a possibility, so it took a lot of work to get here.
Coming up, learn the pressures one veteran MVC member has not only in her quest to make the team, but each day of her life. That's next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. They share no similarities, but both are lifelong passions. A clothing store. And the practice field.
They're so different. Dance is, they're both my passions, but dance is so different. And after a long day here, it's just exactly what I need to go out and be with my teammates and dance and do what we all love to do.
For MVC veteran Christy, she's living out two of her dreams, being a veteran on the MVC and fulfilling a dream of owning her own clothing store.
It's always been a dream of mine to open my own clothing boutique. I just never thought that it would be a reality when I was so young. But after I graduated, I just didn't really find anything that I was super passionate about. And so I thought I'd give this a shot, and here I am. It's so much fun. I mean, my job is to find cute clothes every day. What girl wouldn't love that? But yeah, it's so much fun, and it's fun interacting with customers and making them feel good about themselves is always rewarding as well.
Last November, after months of preparation and work, Christy opened up her own clothing store in Minneapolis.
It was kind of a long process deciding where to open a store because that's a really important part of being successful, but I chose the uptown area just because it's kind of a fun, younger community, and I thought that's kind of my target market and who my clothes are directed towards. You can find out updated information and all of our new arrivals on our Facebook page at Blush by K. We're a clothing boutique, so we have about 30 different designers in the store, and we offer a wide variety of different styles and clothing and accessories.
Like any business owner, there are plenty of pressures and responsibilities on her shoulders. But at the end of the day, the reward is worth each and every worry.
The biggest struggle is probably just wearing so many hats and being responsible for so many different things and remembering all the little things and kind of prioritizing what's most important, what needs to happen each day. The most rewarding thing has definitely just been to see the business grow and to kind of have confidence in myself. I know a year ago I never would have thought where I would be here today. So it's just been really fun to watch the business grow and see what a little hard work can do.
But the pressure doesn't end when she leaves Blush by K. She's in the final week of auditions with her other passion in life, the MVC.
Camp is going really well. It's, for me, it's been more stressful almost every year trying out. And there's always really good candidates that come back. And I think it's more stressful because now that I've been on the team for 2 years, I know what an amazing experience it is and one that I know I want to be a part of the next year.
And she wants nothing more than to earn a spot on the team for the third straight year.
I would be so honored to be a part of the team again. It's an amazing experience and it's an opportunity that not many people get to experience in their lifetime. So I would be honored to represent the team again.
Can I accomplish and can I achieve all those expectations that others have of me?
Coming up, follow the journey through training camp for a crop of potential rookies looking to earn their first ever roster spot. That's next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. The day of anticipation is getting closer and closer. Training camp is nearing an end. And with that comes a day of decisions.
I walked into training camp tonight and I can just tell from the looks on their face, their eyes darting over to me because they want to see that look of approval. And I can just tell that they're focused right now. They're very serious about, they want to get the choreography down so when they come back for the dress rehearsal next week, they can really work on being able to run through that dress rehearsal knowing they're fully confident going into finals. And we want them to feel that way. We don't want it to be nerve-wracking. We want them to just be able to be so confident that they can just bring their best. And we get to see them at their best. And we talk about when we make that final selection for 35 ladies, we want it to be that we're picking the best of the best, not we hope a few mess up so that we don't have to pick them. We want to know who are the very best and that we're going to be able to work with all summer before that first game.
The 54 ladies in training camp are preparing for the final auditions at the Mall of America. But they also are thinking about Wednesday and what lies ahead.
I had dreams about it. I wake up and I'm like, is it Wednesday? And it's definitely not Wednesday, but I'm hoping and praying that I get the call on Wednesday. It would change my life.
The nerves and hope are there for everyone. From the rookies hoping to earn that coveted spot to the veteran fighting to get her job back.
Coming back against with all the girls that are here, I just feel like you still need to prove yourself and that you know you're just going to work as hard as anyone else. And so I just feel like the pressure might be a little bit more since we got like a little taste of it last year, and it's such an amazing experience and the team is so great. So you just really know that you know it's just going to be a great, great year. So you want to work really hard towards it.
I feel like I'm always nervous, but I try to use that just to work as hard as I can and to give all I have every practice and to just go into finals really strong. And even though I'll have those nerves, just use them and give it my best on Tuesday.
It is a time of the year that two rookie hopefuls have been waiting for since last April when they came close to earning their first ever spot on the team. Ting Ting and Kaya have been to tryouts before, only to see their dreams ended without the coveted call from the coaches. This year, they're hoping their skills have improved and their luck will change next week.
I'm really excited, but I'm also really nervous to either get the call or not get the call on Wednesday. So I think I'm just really focusing on what I still need to do to make the team.
Trying to relax and trying to take every single moment as much as I can because the camaraderie throughout this entire process has been so much fun, and that's one thing I know I'm going to miss throughout the training camp process is just being able to be with everyone. But my heart is racing a little bit and the anticipation is definitely rising because I know that there's only 1 week left before the big final day.
I really hope this is the year. After doing a year of training program, I feel so much more ready and so much more confident than I did last year, that's for sure. So fingers crossed that it's the year for me.
Because I was on the training program for 2 years, I think that's also helped me with my nerves and just being able to relax and be able to understand what to expect. However, I have a different type of nervousness. Because I was already in this process last year, I have that feeling that because I was already in it, there's a little bit of a higher expectation. So my nerves is more like, can I accomplish and can I achieve all those expectations that others have of me? But I also have to just remember, take every moment as it is, have a great time, give it all that I got, and just do what I can.
The last days of camp and final auditions lead to long and hard choices. But no matter what, the MVC know they will have 35 talented ladies ready to embark on the 2014 season.
I am spoiled right now. I have the best team headed our way for 2014 that the Minnesota Vikings have ever seen. I can confidently say that before I even know who's on the roster. And I know some of you are going to say, you say that every year. But our team just gets bigger and better every year.
Join us next week on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders to see who got the lucky call for a roster spot on cutdown day and who had their hopes ended for the year. That's next week on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.